It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A video recorded by a fan of Justin Bieber meeting fans in NYC has slowly been going viral on social media. In the video, Bieber greets fans on the street while twitching and shaking uncontrollably. BuzzFeed just recently published an article on it mentioning the disturbing video and other musicians who recently lost their battle to addiction. The video was recorded earlier this month around the same time an interview with his manager Scooter Braun made the rounds. Scooter said he feared that Justin would die in his sleep from all the drug use. In that very same interview, he claims the singer is now clean and has found Jesus. I watched it.
How did it look?
He's either under MK Ultra mind control or he's on drugs. There's absolutely no explanation.
What if there was a third option?
There's no third option. I'm telling you right now. If you watch those videos of celebrities that are supposedly under MK Ultra mind control, that's what it looks like.
I think it might be malfunctioning
like a robot.
I think it's coffee.
No. You need to watch it.
Caffeine jitters.
Ashton Kutcher accidentally nailed a guy riding a scooter in Hollywood, sending him flying through the air.
Oh, that's not good.
The 19-year-old said he was just scooting along the sidewalk. He passed the Sunset Bronson Studios in Hollywood, and that's when Kutcher pulled out of the lot in his black Tesla. The teen, who works as a nanny, says that the impact from getting hit by his car propelled him into the air, and he landed in the street. Kutcher was concerned, got out of his car to check on the teen, who was fine. The ordeal ended with the teen asking for a selfie as a memento. So, I guess that all's good because he got that picture.
I'm okay.
Julie Chen just announced that she's leaving The Talk, and she's apparently leaving Big Brother, too. Sources say this season of Big Brother will be her last, despite reports claiming that she's expected to return next season. But the sources insist that Chen's exit is unrelated to her husband Les Moonves' departure as the CEO of CBS following multiple sexual harassment allegations. Chen is expected to announce her departure from Big Brother after the finale. Diehard Burt Reynolds fans could own one of Burt's personal cars. The late actor's car collection is set to hit the auction block on September 29th at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. His personally owned cars are a 1978 Pontiac Freebird Trans Am, like the one he drove in Smokey and the Bandit. There's also another 78 Trans Am that's like the one used in Hopper, and an 84 Trans Am. A 1987 Chevrolet R30 pickup is also up for grabs, just like the one in Cannonball Run. The entire lot's expected to fetch upwards of $1 million. And Kevin Hart says that he got advice from Jerry Seinfeld on how to entertain people at his house, but it totally backfired.
I go to his house and Jerry Seinfeld has a pizza oven. And I see the pizza oven and I'm like, what's that? He's like, oh my God, it's a brick pizza oven. You never had brick oven pizza? And I'm like, no, I didn't even know that was a thing. He's like, oh my God, you gotta get brick oven pizza. He tells me, he's like, oh my God, people love it. They come over, man. And I go home to my wife and I'm like, yo, we gotta get a brick pizza oven. We gotta do it. So I go spend all this money and I go get a brick pizza oven built in my backyard. And I'm hyped. I'm excited about it. Yeah. And it's done. And I invite people over. And no black people like brick oven pizza, man.
All right. Thank you, Alex. That is the garbage.